Hello, how are you? Nice to meet you all remotely, actually. My name is Ahmed, and I'm happy to present our work, which we call it a scavenger, a novel way to improve utilization in cloud environments by running batch workloads in the background. This is a joint work with my friends and colleague at Pace Lab, Stony Brook University, and a special thanks to the organizer, Anna Moga and Mohammed, that helped me for this remote talk. I get back to you after the presentation is finished. So with respect to cloud computing, we have cloud providers who spend a great deal of budget to operate massive infrastructures. And we have cloud tenants who basically use different services that are offered, such as renting virtual machines to run their application. For cloud providers are very important to have highly utilized data centers. But there are challenges ahead, such as virtual resources might be provisioned for peak load by the tenants for their application. And also, VM placement in general, having the goal of highly utilized data center, is challenging. Therefore, it is known that data centers have low resource utilization in general. For instance, here, I'm showing the CDF of average CPU and memory utilization only for the foreground or online workload from Alibaba cluster trace, because the good thing about this trace is that they have separated online versus background. And now if you see that, in average, 4,000 server has less than 25% CPU utilization and less than 40% memory utilization. We have also some interesting statistics from Azure Trace, 2 million VMs in the period of 30 days. If you just simply plot the average CPU utilization that is reported, you can see that they are often less than 20%. All these statistics suggesting that there is a great opportunity for the providers to use the idle resources. One way to realize this goal is to run batch jobs in the background in the opportunistic manner. And let's see if Alibaba used this approach, they could actually improve their data center utilization, at least for that 4,000 servers that they have reported significantly. Now we can see that most of the servers are actually having more than 55% memory utilization. And also, most of them has more than, let's say, 20% utilization. So it's a great, but there is a still room for improvement. The key challenge to run batch workloads in the background in the opportunistic manner is that when you share the data center resources, a physical server resources, between the batch jobs and the foreground latency critical job, there is a chance for the foreground workload performance to be impacted. And this is specifically harder and more challenging in cloud environments, because the foreground workload is black box. Therefore, the problem statement for us is that how do we schedule batch jobs in the background to improve utilization without impacting foreground workload performance, and specifically assuming foreground as black box and a dynamic behavior. So to address this problem, I really quickly overview the prior approach and focus mostly on our approach, which we call it a scavenger. So there is a significant body of related work for this specific problem. Some of them treat FG or foreground as white bugs, which make them hard to deploy in cloud environments. And those new works that are focusing on black box foreground workload, such as DCAT from IBM and PerfIZO, a real system working, I believe right now, from Microsoft, is that while they have assumed black box foreground, they might need one critical time profiling, such as PerfIZO, which means that if you want to deploy such a system in cloud environments, in case of a frequent change in the workloads, you want to do that profiling every time. That's what the way that we actually distinguish our work from the significant body of prior work, by focusing on black box foreground workloads. So by black box, we mean no instrumentation, no profiling, and not having access to the application level metrics such as latency or tail latency. And we also take multiple resources into account. We have also wanted to be a dynamic and a tunable solution. So with respect to different environments, which there are different trade-offs between the performance impact on the foreground and the utilization improvement, this can be adaptable. Let's take a look at the general picture of our approach. Essentially, for a given physical server, we assume that there are virtual machines or containers that are running tenants workloads, which are black box. And then we're going to launch one container per processor socket. And the reason is that in every processor socket, CPU cores sharing critical resources such as last level cache. Within these background containers, arbitrary batch workloads can run. But here we are specifically showing that worker processes running within them can basically create a massive distributed batch processing or be part of a massive distributed batch processing framework such as Hadoop ER can run Spark jobs, for example. We also assume that these worker processes reading their input data from the network, writing output back to the network, so no need for taking disk IO into account in this study. And as you see, the heart of the system is a scavenger daemon, a lightweight daemon with overhead of 1% CPU utilization that is regulating the resource usage by these background containers in order to make sure the impact on the foreground performance is negligible. Saying that, this regulation is the main design decision. How do we want to deal with contention is the main question that needs to be addressed. To show how severe the situation could be, I'm going to explain the result of one of our experiments. Basically, we have a server with four cores, which I'm going to assign one of the cores, which I'm going to assign one of the cores to the VM that is running web serving. Is a combination of a web server Nginx and Memcached together. And the remaining three cores, which are isolated from that core zero, is going to be assigned to the background container. And within the background container, we're running a micro benchmark called dcopy. Essentially, is a simple program that is calling dcopy function from a Fortran library and is responsible to create a pressure on the memory subsystem, including last level cache. And we have also added some sleep time to that so we can control how much of the CPU of that three isolated cores are being used. Now I'm going to show the impact of giving more and more of that three cores used by the dcopy container on the 95 percentile latency response time. You can see that while we're getting it to run more and more, the degradation is going very high, up to 16 times worse in terms of tail latency, this metric specifically. And the question for us was that we assume that we cannot monitor the foreground latency, therefore we need a proxy, which we selected to go with instruction per cycle or IPC. Here I'm showing a decent correlation between the degradation of IPC and the degradation of the tail latency metric. We have also showed the same correlation for the other four latency critical workloads from the cloud suite. While we use IPC as our performance proxy, we also acknowledge that it is not a perfect proxy. Now let's see more about our resource regulation algorithm. Specifically, we consider three main aspects. One is how much of the CPU or CPU quota in Linux term from that isolated cores not being assigned to any VM, so being assigned to the background container, can be used by the background container. This is that IPC-based reactive algorithm. And we have also regulating memory capacity and network bandwidth. Now we see more the generic picture of our algorithm. Essentially, our algorithm is simple but effective. What we do is that in the beginning, we suppose that BG doesn't get any resources to use until we collect window size metric of the target metric. It could be, for example, memory utilization. After we collected that many data samples, we compute their mean, mu, and a standard deviation sigma. And now what this mu plus c multiplied by sigma is saying, this is the estimate of how much resources in future the foreground workload is going to use. So the rest of it, which is the normalized value, can be used by the background. This is the and mean and standard deviation, making sure that we have a consistent estimate. And now we're going to draw two boundaries. One is the upper boundary, which is mu plus that configurable c multiplied by sigma, and one is lower boundary, which is mu minus c multiplied by sigma. And from that time forward, or reactive online algorithm, if the matrix is going to stay between these two boundaries, that is essentially suggesting that the foreground workloads requirements are being satisfied, so we do nothing. But if it passed the upper limit, that essentially means that some of the resources that we let to be used by the background now need it back because foreground need them. That's what we mean by BG minus minus. For example, that means that we had to take some of the memory back to the foreground workloads. And finally, if it passed the lower limit, that basically means that the foreground workload is eager to contribute more in terms of letting BG to use more of the resources. That's what we mean by BG++. The actual paper in the actual algorithm in the paper is a bit different, but the general picture and the idea is the same that I just explained. And it's also interesting to mention that central limit theorem showing us if we take multiple metrics from multiple VMs and combining them and applying this algorithm to the combination, that estimate, this estimate over here is with high probability is going to be more consistent and stable. And now let's focus on how we do evaluate a scavenger. Basically, we have a prototype implementation of it using as many as functionalities and capabilities already there in Linux, specifically Ubuntu 16.04. We have some training workloads, which is the five latency critical workloads from Cloud Suite. They have been used for sensitivity analysis. And we're going to use Tailbench, which is eight latency critical workloads designed in MIT. And we haven't used them for any analysis or for any training. So they are truly black box. We have also used different batch jobs in the background, such as K-means and Spark PI. Most of the batch jobs that we are running are Spark jobs. In our sensitivity analysis, which is again a very interesting piece of the paper, we have analyzed real traces and also some experiment to tune our algorithm parameters in a conservative manner. We make more favor to the having less impact on the foreground performance than improving the utilization in this specific tuning. And then I only focus on experimental evaluation because time is limited. Here I'm only listing the Tailbench workloads because we might need to get back to them in the Q&A section. Two main points, they are open loops, so there is a chance for a high numbers in terms of impact of the interference or resource contention. And as you can see, the scale of them are quite low. As I mentioned, they are specifically designed to study latency critical applications. And that's also one of the reasons that we're going to see some large impact by the resource contention. In terms of our cloud testbed, one of the two testbed that we had, we have 20 cores in total, 10 per processor socket. One possible way for us to analyze was to assign two cores in socket 0 to VM1. Therefore, the remaining 8 cores goes to the background container. And assign 8 cores in socket 1 to VM2, therefore the remaining 2 cores goes to the background container. Please note that these background containers, they can actually talk to each other, and they do, and they are connected to a resource manager, node, name node, and data node, HDFS, in another data, in another physical server, so they can read their input data and write the output back to the network. Now let's see our evaluation result. What we have done is to select 4 random pairs from 8 Tailbench workloads and run the first workload in any pair in VM1 and the second workload in VM2. The results for the reverse is in the paper as well. So in the y-axis, I showed a 95% latency degradation. The lower, the better. But this what he's showing here, if I don't run a scavenger in the background, which means what we mean by baseline, you can see the impact is significant, especially for this machine translation or real-time translation workload. And now, which is not acceptable for sure. And now if I run a scavenger in the background, while we get decent improvement in CPU and memory utilization, we have limited the degradation to quite a low number, an average less than 15%. So if in an environment this negligible performance degradation is acceptable, a scavenger can be used. And now what I am doing next is to replace the background workload. This time I run k-means in the background and repeat the same set of experiment, each experiment 10 times. And once more we see that again that machine translation workload over here is the one that is most sensitive to the background background workload while they are running in isolated cores, which we again, if run a scavenger in the background, we can see that the degradations are much lower while we have decent improvement in utilization. We have also have experiments for our network intensive foreground workload, which is media streaming, in a different test bed. Here we want to make has less impact on the transfer time. Again, a scavenger was able to deliver the least impact on transfer time while improving the CPU and network utilization in a decent manner, which is showing that we are outperforming static approaches while delivering more utilization improvement. This is my last slide. What I'm doing here is a limited study. It's trying to study how a scavenger reacts if the background workload is adversarial. So what we do, we have a 4V CPU foreground VM next to a 6-core background decopy container. If you remember, decopy was supposed to create a very much stress on the last level cache. So now, by one here, we mean the normalized 95 percentile latency. One means that there is no impact or no background scenario. Now you can see the very high numbers when we don't run a scavenger in the background. We believe that these high numbers, that they are coming from the Tailbench parsing tool itself, is because Tailbench is an open loop benchmark, so there is a cascading and queuing effect. And also, if you remember, the scales of the tail latency measurement are quite low. And now if you run a scavenger in the background, we have done quite a nice job in 4 of the cases while we accept the limitation of our approach for one of the workload, maybe the other two as well. And then the interesting point is that when we look at the CPU utilization improvement is actually quite low. What he's suggesting is that the scavenger could actually aggressively limit the CPU usage and progress of the background decopy container in the favor of less and less impact on the foreground performance. So in conclusion, there is a great opportunity for the cloud providers to have highly utilized data centers, and it is a very important problem. We have addressed this problem by proposing a scavenger which is truly assuming foreground as black box and taking multiple resources into account. Thank you so much for your attention, and now I'm happy to take your questions.
All right, well, thank you, speaker.